Okay, so the last few days we've discussed some of the minhagim, the halachot of the 3 weeks, and the different manifestations of our minhagei avelos. It's worth taking a moment just to remember that the purpose of these halachot, of these minhagim, aren't just mourning for the sake of mourning itself. If we don't take a moment to think, it is partially to mourn, but it's not just to go through the motions. They're meant to engender a certain state of mind, one of avilus, of mourning for the mikdash, and also tshuva, that is supposed to be spurred as we realize that there was a reason why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and the way to have it rebuilt is to engage in tshuva. And one of the minhagim that we have during the 3 weeks that focuses on sort of those broader ideas is the haftarot that we read. So I just want to focus on it for a few minutes. I don't know if we'll get through it, but the minhag of most communities, almost all Ashkenazi communities and most Sephardi communities, is to follow the minhag that is brought in the psikta of the Rav Kahana, that's starting with the 3 weeks, going through basically the Yom Noraim, we have 11 haftarot, which are not related to the parasha. We have three, we have the Shlosha de Paranusa, three that, during the 3 weeks, that talk about the rebuke of the Nevi'im, and their predictions for the destruction of Yerushalayim. Then we have 7 weeks of the Sheva de Nechmasa, the 7 weeks of consolation. And then we have two devoted to tshuva as we get towards the Yom Noraim, and right in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The truth is, however, that in the Gemara, there is no such minhag. The Gemara actually says something very different, and the Gemara, the only one that is at all mentioned of these haftarot, is the Gemara in Megillah, Laman Aleph and Beis, says that on Rosh Chodesh Av, that falls on Shabbos, right, only Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos, we say which is in the middle of what we call the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon. It's in the first perek of Yeshayahu. So today I want to focus not on the minhag that we have, but the minhag that only the Taimanim have, following the Rambam, that tries to have a minhag closer to that of the Gemara, and then maybe on another day we'll talk about the minhag that we follow based on the Psikta. But the Rambam records that, first of all, there's a halacha that if Shabbos falls on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Av falls on Shabbos, you say the first parak of Yeshayahu. However, it's not what we call chazon, because the sort of climax of chazon, and the reason that we read it the week before Tisha B'Av, is at the end of the perek, it says, Echa ita lizona. How is it that Yerushalayim has become like a harlot? How has it become so mired in iniquity, and therefore it's been punished and it's been alone? But if you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Nevechos Tefila, Nachal Yutet, he notes that that's the Minag Teiman, Ad Hayom, is that on the second week of the 3 weeks, they read the first half of the first perek of Yeshayahu, and on the second, and then the week before Tisha B'Av, they read the second half that has Echa Ita Lizona. The first half seems to be the unit that the Gemara is talking about. And why do they say that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? It seems not because of the mourning component, but because the Pasuk talks about the fact that even though it's Rosh Chodesh, God doesn't want the Karbanot. Chad Sheichem Wadeichem Sana Nafshi. And that unit is separate from the mourning unit. And therefore, the Teimani Minhag is to take basically Yeshayahu Perek Aleph and divide it into two. Half of it is read the first week of the second week of the 3 weeks, and the third one, the second half of that Perek, is read right before Tisha B'Av. Now, what does that highlight? Why is it important, right? There's a very minority Minhag. Again, we follow the Minhag of the Psikta, but why is it important to look at that Minhag for a moment? Because that Minhag really does highlight, as I said, the two themes of the 3 weeks. Because the first half has no mourning in it whatsoever. All it is Yeshayahu's mussar to the Jewish people saying, look, you've gotten into this situation because you were immoral, because you didn't help those who needed help. The second week, you isolate the mourning component of it, Echa Ita Lizona. And therefore, the minhag of Minag Teiman, the Minag of the Rambam, highlights, again, these two themes, which is closer to the Minag that was prevalent in the time of the Gemara, not the Eretz Yisrael Minag that we follow based on the Psikta. But it's important to realize that both of those two themes are why we're mourning during this period. One is simply because we're supposed to focus on the mourning, but equally important and a separate concept is that it's not enough just to mourn. Right? The mourning has a purpose, namely we have to remember that we got there because we were unethical, because we violated certain sins. And during the 3 weeks, we're supposed to not just mourn, but use that as a springboard to take in the Musar of the Nevi'im and change our ways, so we'd be zocha to undoing the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash.